Hi, I'm Ridley Scott, and I'm watching The Action Room.
All right, folks, we are back with a brand new episode of The Action Room, your very own 24-hour, 7-day-a-week geek culture radio. I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm Jessica.
And we are here with 24/7 plays of every episode. And here we've got a new episode. It is brand shiny new. Did I mention that it's new?
It's shiny.
It's so shiny. Let me rub it. Oh, I can see myself in it.
Thanks for joining us, guys. We just want to mention that our World of Warcraft video that you can find on
Did you see a crap video? World of Warcraft?
You said crap, but she said the F and T quietly.
I'm from Texas. I got problems. It's World of Warcraft. Which is so not crap.
W-O-W.
It's so beyond crap that it's past 100,000
views. I actually met the other day someone who I didn't know, who I was mentioning the video to, who was like, yeah, I know it. And I was like, wow.
Are you
that's
sure
amazing.
It was ours, though?
Yeah, I'm not
was
positive.
Was it a guy or a girl?
It was a girl.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Did she mention, oh, there's a dude in a Spider-Man costume?
I said that it's about a Spider-Man, that Spider-Man can't solve, you know, crime anymore because he's addicted. She's like, oh, yeah, I know that one. I was like, I did that.
But did she then ask you for your phone number?
Well, that's a whole other story. We're not going to get into that.
She's lying. Wait, I did the voice of Mary Jane.
You did?
I did the voice of Mary Jane.
Yes. Oh, my God. We have the cast right here. Producer Mike created and wrote it. I was in the Spider-Man costume. Because I was doing appearances for Marvel at the time, and Jessica was the voice of Mary Jane.
And the person who I was talking to actually was thinking of starting up on it, and I suggested she not
crack.
Do that. Yeah.
Don't start.
What's also funny about the World of Warcraft video, a lot of the comments, we just picked a random character lumbering around and had Spider-Man play that character, but apparently, like in Dungeons & Dragons, I guess, eons ago, there's a whole panoply of characters you could play, and so all the comments were like, Spider-Man is a Horde character? No way! WTF! And we were like, we didn't put any thought into that at all.
It was interesting because I knew nothing about the game, but yet it's one of our most successful videos to date.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
One of
huge.
It is.
Yeah. It gets passed
what
on.
Am I kidding?
It gets passed on like syphilis. You know, it just gets passed on like herpes.
Passed on like the usage of the word panoply.
Yes. Tony Wolf, your English vocabulary specialty.
It's outstanding. I had to bring it back.
All right. So what else have we got here?
Oh, speaking of video games, I heard that Ridley Scott is going to be directing Monopoly.
Monopoly.
Monopoly
now,
the movie.
Everyone, this is an actual news story, not a hoax, not a dream.
We're not bullshitting you. There's no secret microphone.
Yeah, yeah. This is not like Obama and Palin's secret meeting in our last episode. This was in The Hollywood Reporter and Variety today. Ridley Scott.
Established news sources. What is this movie going to be about?
Now, I will point this out, specifically the article. Now, Monopoly, everyone knows Monopoly, the crappy, legendary, traditional board game.
The question is, does the movie go on
and on
forever?
Do you want to shoot your grandma after you see this
movie? A lot of the jokes online were saying, does it go on for 7 hours and then everyone gives up? And then the winner is the player who gives up last or something. So, yeah, Ridley Scott is officially attached to direct a Monopoly movie. Now, let's just talk about, it's been an ongoing joke in Hollywood for years that they would eventually make movies based on board games.
Yeah, no, he's actually directly linked, well, Hasbro, which is the company that makes Monopoly, is directly linked to the movie studio, so they're going to be producing lots of different games.
Now, Hasbro also,
The Ouija board. Like, how are you going to make a movie about...
Actually, Sam Raimi, I think, is attached to executive produce that. And that you can explain a little bit because Ouija board is...
Wait, are you
it
serious?
It summons up ghosts. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's real.
I'm not
well,
kidding.
I was thinking...
Actually, Ouija board is Parker Brothers.
Oh.
But it is a game that is...
I was thinking if it's anything like Jumanji, I really like that movie.
I think this was great. This takes it back. You know, the tradition of board games being turned into films, I think, kind of goes back to Jumanji. Although that was also a book.
I take it as a personal attack. I know that you have some... Well, just because Blade Runner is like one of my favorite movies.
Yes.
If not one of my
Blade
favorite.
Blade Runner, a legendary film. Ridley
Alien,
Scott.
Legend. I mean, just such great movies, and now he's doing Monopoly.
Producer Mike's favorite director, I will point out.
I can't say it's going to be a bad film. I mean, it'll probably be pretty decent, but... I can't help it. Now, it's a joke. Now, I heard that we have some other jokes.
Now, hold on. But I will also point out that Ridley Scott... No, the studio article actually said that Ridley Scott actually said, we're going to do Monopoly along the lines of a shiny futuristic world a la Blade Runner.
Oh,
now,
well, that's cool.
How the hell do you do Monopoly as a shiny futuristic world? You know, when I play Monopoly, I always think of Blade Runner. I don't know about you. I mean, maybe it's just the shiny metal pieces. But kind of bizarre.
Yeah, his
can't.
Career
was
has
it,
totally...
I heard that there were some other, like,
yes,
jokes.
We saw in the news that there were some other films perhaps being developed. Quentin Tarantino is in talks to direct Go Fish.
Scary.
Sofia Coppola may direct Light Bright, the movie. What else? Wes Craven will direct Don't Wake Daddy.
That's some old obscure.
Eli Roth, given his sort of gore fest movies, Eli Roth will direct Operation. Remember the wacky doctors game? Don't touch
He'll
the sides.
Be here all night.
Christopher Nolan, Scrabble. Tim Burton directing Candyland would actually work.
Oh, with Johnny
Picture
Depp.
Like a tripped out psychedelic
oh, totally.
Candyland.
Johnny
or
Depp
Schutz
and
Myers.
Helena Christensen.
Rock'em Sock'em.
Helena Bonham Carter. What am I thinking?
Yeah, Helena Bonham Carter.
Speaking of...
But now, let's give that credit. Well, that was a joke, right?
Where did you get that?
Some
of these I came up with, but I will credit... There was a brilliant message board discussion on Ain't It Cool News article. Ain't It Cool News's apostrophe, their article about this. And people just had a field day. I was laughing my ass off at my job.
And Tim Burton, ironic, I mean, he is doing Alice in Wonderland.
Tim Burton is doing a sort of a goth fantasy Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, well, I can't wait for that.
Anne Hathaway is going to play the Red Queen. Some obscure British actress you've never heard of who's like 14 is playing Alice.
She's Australian.
And I could... What's the fairy tale of the kids who eat all the candy and get... killed by the
Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah, I could
maybe
see him doing that.
Hansel and Gretel.
Kind of a Candyland.
You know, Alan Rickman is playing the caterpillar.
Oh, nice. Ooh. Don't come around here no more. Whatever you're looking
for. Hey! Twilight. It's coming out very soon.
About a week
and
or two.
Actually, the soundtrack just hit number one.
Before the movie even comes out.
And that's a rarity.
That's, I think, unprecedented in the history of movie soundtrack tie-ins.
Well, I think they were listing a few. Like the Howard Stern movie, actually. The soundtrack went to number one, I think, before it was out.
Right. Well, because it was all like, you shook me out, I love it.
Yeah.
Have you guys looked at the soundtrack for the show? It's like... There's one Collective Soul song.
Oh, for Twilight.
For Twilight.
Right.
There's
Aerosmith.
One. Yeah, there's an Aerosmith song. There's actually one
Limp
song
Bizkit
on there.
Or Linkin Park.
Linkin Park.
Confuse them.
And a song by the Dreamboat, Robert Pattinson.
Is he hot, Jessica? Tell us.
You know, it's like freaking statutory rape because so young.
Well, 15, 16.
No, he's not. Is he that young?
No, actually, he's 21.
The character.
He was born in
86.
He is cute. He actually beat out 3,000 guys for that role. So I'm excited to see.
I did read an interview with him where he had some good modesty for being a handsome guy, or whatever, a successful actor. Apparently,
like you, Tony.
That's just like just like Tony Wolf. The breakdown said he is the perfect man. In every way. And so he walked...
That's what the book is about, is that he's...
And so he walked into the audition and said, it's kind of bizarre when you're like a normal person, you're a real person, and you're like, I'm here for the absolutely perfect man role, every woman's fantasy, you know.
That's awesome.
So it's a book series, right? There's something like seven books.
Yeah, it's actually really directed for teen girls.
Right.
But they're trying to, like, swing it so that the male demographic will also be into it. So they made it really action-packed.
Well, who doesn't want to go to an audience full of teen girls? I'm there.
Oh, my God.
Zing.
Boom.
But speaking of, I am excited that the vampire genre thing is back.
Yes, there is a whole vampire wave.
True Blood. I grew up in the zeitgeist.
Yeah, now I grew up with, The Lost Boys and what was the other one?
Bright Night was another
Bright Night
80s
was
movie.
One of my favorites.
The Lost Boys.
And then the 90s came around with Buffy. Now, were you a big... I wasn't a big
Buffy
fan.
I was a big
person.
Buffy fan.
Not
yeah,
a
Joss
huge
Whedon.
Buffy.
Joss Whedon. Buffy and Angel.
Yeah, I got to get it on DVD. I couldn't get into it, but...
There were the Lestat novels by Anne Rice. I never read
those.
The
Vampire.
Actually, I did read one of them, and I was was like, what's the big fuss? This is
not that
good.
Oh, yeah, and the
good.
Crazy Kirsten Dunst making out
but that's
with
an interesting,
Brad Pitt.
Right. Interview with the Vampire.
That movie kind of stood on its own. There wasn't a big fad at that time. Like, Interview with the Vampire was like the only thing that came
it
out.
It came out years like, after the success of the Anne Rice novels had sort of crested.
Now, one movie that I will promote is Let the Right One In, which is just unreal. It's a Swedish vampire movie with kids. And it's just, you have to see it. It's probably, doesn't have a big theatrical release,
right.
but
it's playing at the Angelica in New York City right now.
Yeah,
it's playing
it
a lot of indie theaters. I want to go see it, producer
it's,
Mike.
It's got an old retro feel. It's very paced, very slow, like
and
The
it's
Exorcist.
About young kids, right?
You yeah, they're like 12 or so. And right. But it's just, it's one of the best things. And it's probably not as commercial as a lot of these other things are coming out. Though I haven't seen Twilight, but it's not like that. But definitely see Let the Right
One In. I doubt it's like Twilight.
They're really banking on Twilight to succeed.
The Let the Right One In soundtrack didn't hit number one.
Because if Twilight succeeds, then they'll have a franchise, a movie book connected franchise, like a la Harry Potter.
Yeah, but
almost
it's never going to make Harry Potter sales.
Oh,
I know.
Let's move along. We got an email today. Tony, what did it
all
say?
Right. Now, you know, we here at the Action Room, this is a pop culture, geek culture kind of show. We're all a little dorky, you know, but none of us are the kind of supreme geeks that would go for this reality show. Okay, so MTV reality shows, you know, they have all those crazy shows.
There's a show called True Life. Yeah.
Now, I haven't seen True Life before. Have you seen
it? Yeah, I've seen it. So I've actually met one of the guys from True Life.
Does it take people who like are extreme personalities?
What did he do?
Extreme,
what did he do?
I met the guy with, it was True Life, I Have Tourette's.
Oh,
wow, really?
Which is a really popular episode. I actually met him at last year's Comic-Con. Wow.
So there must
really
have been
nice
some...
Really nice guy, though.
Did he have Tourette's?
Yes, he did.
Wow, what did he do?
Faking it.
Well, you never know these days. It could be actors that do
that. He just had, like, a lot of twitches. Mm. He didn't, like, yell out balls or anything.
Right. It wasn't always with the cursing.
But the segment followed him because he couldn't get a date and he hadn't had a kiss. But he was a fairly good-looking guy.
Ah.
And
did you kiss him, Jessica?
No, I didn't.
Oh, God.
Devil producer.
Devil producer. That's a new nickname. Producer Mike, devil producer.
Okay, so Tony, read us what
so the MTV
said.
True Life is now looking...
No, we got an email from the Comic-Con.
Right, yeah, well, exactly. I was going to say, because this is the big Comic-Con that always happens in, what, April, May, June. Last year it was in June. This year it's going to be in April. It takes over the Javits Center and tons of huge convention things. We covered it last year.
There's the Comic-Con in New York, and then there's the Comic-Con in San Diego.
Right. We're talking about the New York Comic-Con.
Are we? I don't even know.
Yeah. I believe this is the New York Comic-Con. Anyway, so they're looking for a supreme geeko fanboy or fangirl, which, by the way, is what, you know, super geeks are called. Okay, so this is the email that we got.
They really want
people that are super obsessed. Are you obsessed with comic books, anime, sci-fi, fantasy, or video games? Have you ever missed work, school, or another important event in your life to go to a convention or a similarly geeky event? Are you proud of it? If so, MTV wants to hear from you. MTV's True Life and New York Comic Con are partnering to shoot an episode revolving around a dedicated fanboy or fangirl. If you think you've got what it takes to be a star and be a total nerd, that's my little insertion there.
I want to know why fangirls in parentheses.
Well, they're just trying to be inclusive, but you know.
Because now, would you want to be known for being
the
biggest nerd?
I missed my brother's wedding.
Like, it kind of goes back to Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Like, would you really want to go on and be like, I'm the clueless straight guy whose apartment sucks and like
I am
a loser?
Yeah, but you don't understand. People ride that wave. Like, you get...
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
Queer
true.
Eye, they're going to get, like, a totally redone house, so I would go on there.
Right, for nationwide humiliation?
Speaking of that Scream Queen you watch, right?
Oh, yeah.
But that's different.
That's like wannabe actresses.
Right. But
that's
I think Producer Mike, Devil Producer...
But real quick, what is that exactly?
Scream Queens, it's on VH1.
Right.
It's, I think, you know, a certain number of girls vying to get a bit role in Saw 6.
Ah.
Because there aren't enough...
Like the hot girl who screams and gets chopped up.
Yeah, but they have to go through different, like, little tests and do...
Right.
And I was talking to someone about this, because speaking of the... Because I saw the last Saw movie,
which
wasn't very good, although I'm a big fan of the series, but I think they're not getting... You know, they're trying to rush these things out, you know, so the scripts aren't very good.
Right.
So they're probably attaching these reality shows to it in
Producer
hopes
Mike
that they get an audience.
Fan.
Yeah, but in hopes that they get an audience, because they're not getting an audience, because every time they're getting less and less money from these things. So... right. I think that, you know, knowing that some big reality star was in one of these, you right. know,
yeah.
if, you know. Might and give it a boost of publicity. Yeah. But producer Mike, you were about to raise an excellent point, which I think you were going to say, reality shows almost exist for, like, humiliating
loser people. Yeah, just getting people drunk and they get famous.
Embarrassing yeah. and humiliating. So,
oh, God.
The question is, if you were that geeky and, like, had tons of tattoos of anime things all over your body and, like, were, like, obsessed and dressed up.
Or the cosplay
people. Oh, cosplay, right? Like, we interviewed someone from cosplay, but she
I
was, like a mainstream, you know.
Check out Jessica making fun of the cosplay.
Check out my Comic-Con.
Oh, that's right. I guess if you were that far gone, like, I'm geeky, but I'm not that far gone by any stretch of the imagination. I guess you just wouldn't care about, like, social graces or humiliation.
You don't
care. I guess I've entered the
story. Or is the lure of being on TV too much and they can't resist?
Yeah, no, I mean, look, if it's something they're into, I'm sure they'd do it. You know, why
wow.
not? I mean, if they're that nerdy, they probably don't care
but
so much.
But they can't be totally, like, unaware of the fact that it is geeky and that they
right.
are, like,
or maybe they're
delving
like,
deeper
maybe they're,
into social disgrace.
Maybe they're attention whores and just love the fact that they'll
or
be
maybe they
around.
Are so dedicated that they just want to show the whole world
right. it's
what
like
this way
waving
of life
the flag
but also
for
that true life, correct me if I'm wrong, but that show is actually, they do it tastefully. They don't like
they
just
do.
Make fun of the
they
people.
They don't make fun of you at all.
I
they
see.
Really
it's a three-dimensional, it's
yeah,
like a very special episode of Blossom or something.
But I have to say, like, I am a Stern geek, so Howard Stern geek, and I did stand on the line for his book signing, both of them.
Right.
And which was hours long in
did
the
you
cold.
Actually interact with him?
Maybe? Oh, yeah, just a little bit. This was in right. the 90s and also when he had his movie. I'd like to know from you guys, have you guys done anything, stood in a line for a band or anything?
I waited in line to do, like, Rocky Horror Picture Show, midnight
I mean,
Halloween show.
Now we're kind of, there's a big difference between just waiting on a line.
No, I know,
and
like, I geeked out.
And, like, you know.
I waited on plenty of lights to go to the bathroom.
Skipping your grandmother's funeral to, you know, to go see some
no,
movie.
I try and sneak backstage a lot at concerts and
do
stuff,
you?
Though.
Yeah?
Yeah, I usually just lie and say I'm somebody's niece and smile. And I actually saw Kevin Spacey today, and I was trying to... I'm jobless, so if anybody...
right.
So I was like, oh, I should try and get Kevin Spacey to get me a job and
cool.
trying to think of ways. Yeah. The best I came up with was to trip and try and sue him for...
So you didn't talk to him. You didn't talk to him. Okay.
But wait. You do occasionally work at Trump Plaza, right?
Yeah, I do work at Trump
And
Plaza.
Now have you met Trump yet?
I haven't, but I have seen him and his daughter.
You've
really?
Seen the toupee.
Yes.
That's really what all there is to see.
And what is it? Is it real? Does it look... What does it look like? What does he look like in real life?
He kind of looks like a fox. Not like a hot
not
fox.
A hot fox.
But he's like,
like a
all
troll
narrow
fox.
And he's like, he looks like angry and, you know.
Is he tall?
Is he short?
Very
I picture
tall,
him being short. Oh, no.
Very okay. tall and
Tony, not everybody's short, okay? I know you're a tall guy, but...
all right, so anyway, you know, maybe we, if we're lucky, we can get an interview months from now with whoever they do select for MTV
yeah,
True
yeah.
Life, because we
Why
know
not?
People at the New York City Comic Con, and we've covered it last year.
I think we can.
So maybe that's a thread we'll follow up on. So, you know, and we know that you are fans, you're geeky,
it's
we respect
weird,
that.
It's weird
you know?
To think that, you know, that nerd, whoever that might be, we could easily get right now, but the second they become famous, we won't be able to.
I'm
just too white and nerdy, I'm just too white and nerdy, I'm just too white and nerdy,
MIT, got skills, I'm a champion of D&D, MC Escher, that's my favorite MC, keep your 40 out, just have an Earl Grey tea, my rims never spin, to the contrary, you'll find that they're quite stationary, all of my action figures are cherry, Stephen Hawking.
So I think that's about all the time we have for this this week's episode. Oh, Jessica's so sad.
I like you.
I also just wanted to point out...
You're just excited because you have no job to go to.
This is my job.
I wanted to point out as a call back to the earlier story about Ridley Scott and Monopoly.
Uh-huh.
There was actually a real movie in development. You know Mick G, the director?
Yeah.
He goes by Mick G. His real name is like Bernie
What else
Mick
did he
G.
do, though?
Well, he was set to direct a Hot Wheels movie.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Now, that would have been like Too Fast, Too Furious,
right,
or it would have
right.
been like, you know, a race car movie. That's a property that you could see becoming a movie,
yeah.
Hot Wheels, but...
I would like
Monopoly.
To see that. What about Play-Doh, the movie?
Ooh, that's a joke that I never
did they
saw.
Did ever do Gumby?
Gumby?
Did they had to have done a Gumby movie, I think.
Maybe like a direct-to-video.
Yeah, or like...
Play-Doh, the movie.
Jax.
That's it. Jax, the movie. That's
Lincoln Logs. The movie.
Lincoln Logs.
Erector set.
Yeah. Erector
the
set.
The porno.
Yeah, right.
Oh!
Thank you.
Yeah, Jessica.
I know you guys wanted me here.
No. I got a better one. Erection set. That's
okay.
Did I go too far? Okay.
I will point out that I did see some jokes. When I played Monopoly as a kid, I made sexual jokes about the community chest. Mm-hmm. Like, if the community chest would be Champs, the girl who lets everyone feel her up or whatever.
I like
and
that
will be and, played by Jenna Jameson.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, well, thanks very much for listening. We are The Action Room. Check out our MySpace page and our YouTube links. You, too, can be the 100,012th person to view our World of Warcraft video that's burning up the charts. Have a great week. I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm Jessica.
Bye-bye.